Part 13, Chapter 9. Johnny protested a little at not heeding his instincts earlier. He had felt some presence. That was the worst part of wearing air masks. It denied one's sense of smell, and he could smell it now. Despite the cold air and the rust motes, Johnny could smell a cyclo. He rose cautiously, holding the gun, and backed toward his plane to get a bit more distant. A cyclo was pretty strong stuff, not only to smell, but to deal with in any wrestling match. He recalled having to wait for Thor before he could approach within arm's length of Tyrrell. Cyclos could crush one with ease. Which cyclo was this? Did he know him? Zit, pressed up against the skin, was trying to keep from vomiting with contempt and disgust. Only what it would do to his breathe mask prevented him. It wasn't the blast gun shots. Yes, those that hit had bruised him and thrown him back, and a few feet closer, they might have disabled him. It was his own reaction to change. Here he had been in abject funk, and all the while, it was only the animal. Tyrrell's animal. A surge of hatred and fury followed his nausea. He almost emerged from the recess and plowed straight in. But a blast gun stung. And the dumb twit didn't even have it on penetration, only on blast. Typical. That this animal had subjected him to such terror, he could not forgive. Why, he had nearly killed it once on the tractor with a remote. He really should have killed it. He should have taken a blast rifle out that day. Who would have noticed in all that fire? Nothing but the animal. A puny, soft, undersized, slug-white, stupid animal had scared him like that. He quivered with rage. His nausea faded. Desire for information overrode his kill lust at this moment. Maybe this was some new plot of Tyrrell's. Damn Tyrrell! Zit got himself under control enough to speak.
Did Tyrrell send you?
Johnny tried to place the voice, hard to do the way they talked through a face mask. The masks had sound amplification patches on their sides, but voices got muffled, low as they were. He could ask. Cyclos were very arrogant.
Who are you?
Said Johnny.
You went through all that at the tractor, and you don't even remember who I am! Stupid dimwit! Answer me! Did Tyrrell send you?
Zit. The times Tyrrell had muttered and rumbled on about Zit. Johnny had his own score to settle with him. He couldn't resist it.
I came to bust up the machinery!
Another cyclo might have laughed. Not Zit.
That goes without doubt, animal. Answer me, or I'll...
You what? Step out and get killed? This blaster is set on penetration now.
Johnny was slowly pacing backward to the battle plane. He edged around it. He got up on its step and opened the door and got out the assault rifle with radiation bullets. He cocked it and, when he had it ready to fire, put the blast gun back in his belt and began to walk up the corridor again. Zit had gone silent. Johnny tried to step sideways, far enough to angle a shot into a recess as soon as Zit spoke again. Then he paused. Zit was the master mechanic of the compound. The transport chief, in fact. He would know far more about this drone than anyone else.
How'd you get yourself trapped aboard here?
Tyrrell!
It was practically a scream.
The
blank. And there followed a string of cyclo profanity that went on for minutes. Johnny waited it out. When it finally subsided into mere rumblings, Johnny said,
So you want to get off? Just tell me how to land this, and you can get off.
There followed a new string of cyclo obscenities, so violent that Johnny began to be convinced. Finally,
There isn't any way to change it or land it!
A pause. Almost hopefully, then.
Did Tyrrell give you the keys to the preset?
No! Can't it be blasted open?
apathy.
No.
Can't you tear out the cables?
That would just crash this thing, and you can't do that either. They're armored with molecular lamination metal. Oh, he didn't give you the keys.
It was a groan. Then, savage.
You dimwit, why didn't you get the keys from him before you came out here?
He was a bit tied up,
said Johnny. Then...
You better tell me what not to do so I just don't stop its motors.
There aren't any knots either,
said Sit. He was feeling sick again from the rolling of the drone. Johnny pulled far over to the side. He was wondering whether he could send some ricochets from the frame into the recess. He couldn't get over far enough. The frames were pointed-edged for strength, and the edges angled out. So Zit was no help. Johnny backed away toward the plane. He was going back for the co-pilot air mask. The Arctic chill was freezing his face. He glanced at the remains of the one knocked out of his hand. His thumb still ached. Zit had thrown a wrench. It was still embedded in the side of the mask. If that had hit him in the head... A wrench? Wait, what could one do with a wrench? Johnny picked up the wrench. Typically Cyclo. It was heavy as lead. It could open up to take a 12-inch diameter nut. A small nut in Cyclo machinery. Quite a weapon. The second he started to straighten up from retrieving the wrench, Zit tried to charge. The gun was off target. Johnny squeezed the trigger and shots flamed up the passageway. Zit dove back. He wasn't hit, or he would have gone into a pale green explosion from radiation bullets. Johnny eased back to the plane, got the other air mask, checked its valves, and put it on. It worked okay. Zit was scrambling around on the floor, trying to find his mirror. It had become wedged in a loose plate. A loose plate? Zit used the mirror to check where the animal was. Then he got to work with his talons and a small metal ruler he always carried to pry up the 50-pound plate. It was hard going, but what a projectile it would make. The lethal drone roared on towards Scotland.